Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be diving into some fascinating new research from the Galileo Project.
Yeah, know, yeah.
The folks dedicated to bringing a serious scientific lens to the study of UAPs.
Right.
This particular paper, published in the Journal of Astronomical Instrumentation, really caught my eye. Because it lays out a methodical approach to figuring out exactly where those unidentified objects are in the sky and how they're moving, all using cameras and some pretty ingenious software.
Yeah. What's exciting about this research is it's not just about collecting snapshots of things in the sky. The Galileo Project is going beyond anecdotal evidence. Building a framework for a rigorous analysis, they've laid out a three-pronged approach. First, can they identify the object as something human-made, like a drone or a satellite? Second, could it be a natural phenomenon, maybe a bird or a weather event? And finally, if it's neither of those things, that's where things get really interesting.
It's like a process of elimination.
Right.
Ruling out the mundane to get to the potentially extraordinary.
Precisely. But to do this effectively, they need precise data. It's not enough to just say, hey, there's something weird up there. They need to know exactly where it is in three dimensions, how fast it's moving, if it's accelerating or decelerating. These movement patterns could be the key to unlocking the mystery of what these objects are and where they come from.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So how are they tackling this challenge? The paper focuses on their camera setup. And it sounds like they've got quite the arsenal.
They do. One of their key tools is called the Dalek. And yes, it's a nod to Doctor Who, which I find rather charming. It's an array of infrared and near-infrared cameras, providing a 360-degree view. Think of it like this. These cameras can see heat signatures, even in complete darkness. Imagine being able to track objects that are invisible to the naked eye.
Now, that's what I call thinking outside the box. And I love that they designed this Dalek to withstand even hurricane-force winds. It's like they're prepared for anything Mother Nature throws at them.
Absolutely. They've also got the LCOR, which is an optical all-sky camera capable of capturing high-resolution images day and night. And then there's the NPAC Cayman, gathering environmental and space weather data. It's a full-fledged, multifaceted approach.
There's all these high-tech cameras capturing tons of data. But I imagine getting accurate information from them is more complicated than just pointing and shooting.
You're absolutely right. One of the biggest challenges they address in the paper is camera calibration. Think of it like this. If you're trying to pinpoint a location on a map, but your compass is slightly off, you could end up miles away from your destination. The same principle applies here. To accurately triangulate objects in 3D space, the cameras need to be precisely oriented and positioned. Even the slightest misalignment can throw off the calculations.
So how do they ensure that level of precision? It sounds incredibly tricky.
They've come up with a rather ingenious solution using ADS-B data from airplanes. ADS-B is essentially a GPS tracker for airplanes, constantly broadcasting their location. The team uses these known locations of airplanes in the sky to fine-tune their cameras. It's like using landmarks to orient yourself on a map, Barn. If you know where certain landmarks are, you can figure out where you are in relation to them.
That's such a clever approach. It's using existing technology in a completely unexpected way. I'm impressed.
And they don't stop there. To further enhance their calibration, they use GPS-equipped drones and even the stars themselves. This multi-layered approach ensures they're getting the most accurate data possible. Talk about attention to detail.
It sounds like they're pulling out all the stops to get this right. It's clear that they are committed to a very high level of scientific rigor. But how do they go from calibrated cameras to actually pinpointing an object's location?
That's where the magic of triangulation comes in. Imagine you and I are trying to find a firefly in the night sky. If I see it over there, I can tell you the direction. But if you're looking from a different spot and see it too, we can combine our perspectives and figure out its exact location.
That's a great analogy. It makes perfect sense. But I imagine it gets a lot more complex when you're dealing with multiple cameras and potentially multiple objects moving in the sky.
You're right. It does. One of the key challenges they discuss is something called the correspondence problem. In simple terms, they have to make sure that the same object detected by different cameras is actually the same object. Imagine a flock of birds flying across the sky. The cameras need to be able to distinguish which bird in one image matches up with the same bird in another image.
Wow. That sounds like a really tough computational problem. So many moving parts. Literally. How do they manage that?
They've developed a sophisticated algorithm, outlined in the paper, that sifts through all the data from the different cameras, identifies which detections belong to the same object, and then uses triangulation to calculate its precise location in 3D space. It's like a high-tech game of connect the dots.
So they've got this whole system in place to capture incredibly precise location data. But how do they know it actually works as well as they hope?
Well, they did what any good scientist would do. They put their system to the test using simulations. This allowed them to test different scenarios and identify potential challenges.
That's a great way to troubleshoot and refine the system before deploying it in the real world.
Yeah.
What were some of the key findings from these simulations?
One of the most important findings was just how critical camera orientation accuracy is for getting precise location data. They found that even tiny errors in camera alignment can throw off the calculations, especially for objects that are far away.
So, if a camera is even slightly tilted, it could mean the difference between thinking an object is a mile away and thinking it's 10 miles away.
Exactly. And they also found that the timing of the camera shutters is crucial, especially when tracking fast-moving objects. If one camera takes a picture even a fraction of a second later than another, it can lead to significant errors in calculating the object's speed and trajectory.
So it's not just about the equipment, but about making sure everything works together perfectly in sync. I guess timing really is everything.
Precisely. This research highlights the importance of a meticulous approach when it comes to studying UAPs. We need to be as rigorous as possible in our data collection and analysis if we want to get to the bottom of this mystery.
It sounds like they've set a new gold standard for how this type of research should be done. What does this all mean for the field of UAP research?
This research is a potential game changer. The Galileo project is setting a new standard by moving us beyond eyewitness accounts and blurry videos. They're proving that it's possible to collect reliable data on UAPs, which is essential if we want to understand what we're dealing with.
It's like they've created a UAP detection playbook for other scientists to follow. Hmm. So they've got this robust system for capturing data.
Hmm.
They've tested it rigorously, and they've shown it can produce reliable results. But what did they actually find? Were they able to observe any UAPs?
Well, that's where things get even more intriguing. The paper doesn't dive into specific UAP sightings or present concrete evidence of anything definitively unexplainable.
Oh, okay. So this paper is more about setting the stage,
mm-hmm.
building the tools,
yeah.
and laying out the methodology.
Exactly. It's like they've built this incredible high-resolution microscope, and now they're ready to start examining the slides, so to speak.
That's a great analogy. So while we don't have any confirmed UAP sightings to dissect in this particular paper,
mm-hmm.
it sounds like the Galileo project is laying a very solid foundation for future research.
Absolutely. And that's hugely important in a field that has often been plagued by anecdotal evidence and blurry footage. This research provides a framework for collecting data that's objective, quantifiable, and most importantly, replicable.
You've mentioned replicability a few times. Why is that so important in this context?
In science, replicability means that other researchers can follow the same procedures and ideally get the same results. It's a cornerstone of the scientific method, ensuring that findings are reliable and not just flukes or one-off observations. By publishing their methodology in such detail, the Galileo Project is essentially inviting the scientific community to scrutinize their approach, test it, and build upon it.
That's a really important point. It's about transparency and building a body of evidence that stands up to scrutiny. So, stepping back for a moment, what are some of the key takeaways from this research? What should our listeners really be paying attention to?
I think one of the most significant takeaways is the emphasis on precision and the meticulous steps they've taken to ensure the accuracy of their data. They're not cutting corners and they're not jumping to conclusions. They're approaching this with a level of rigor that's been missing in much of the UAP research we've seen in the past.
Right. It's not enough to just point a camera at the sky and hope for the best. They're really thinking through every aspect of the process, from camera calibration to data analysis. It's impressive.
Absolutely. Another key point is the recognition that this is a complex problem that requires a multifaceted approach. They're not relying on a single type of camera or a single method of analysis. They're using a combination of tools and techniques to get a more complete picture of what they're observing.
So, it's about using multiple lines of evidence to build a stronger case. Kind of like a detective gathering clues from different sources to solve a mystery.
Exactly. And speaking of mysteries, one of the things that makes this research so fascinating is that it raises almost as many questions as it answers.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah.
What kind of questions are we left with after reading this paper?
Well, for starters, now that they have this robust system in place, what will they find? What kind of data will they be able to collect? Will they be able to capture definitive evidence of UAPs? And if so, what will that evidence tell us about the nature of these objects?
Those are some big questions. It's like they've opened a door to a whole new realm of possibilities. And I imagine the implications could be pretty mind-blowing,
yeah,
depending on what they find.
Indeed. Another question that arises from this research is how it will influence the broader scientific community. Will this lead to more scientists taking UAP research seriously? Will we see more funding and resources directed towards this type of study?
It's certainly a compelling argument for taking a more scientific approach to the UAP question. I'm curious to see what impact it has on the field as a whole.
Me too. And then there's the question of what kind of technological advancements might come out of this research. The Galileo Project has developed some innovative techniques for camera calibration and data analysis. Could those techniques have applications in other fields, like astronomy or atmospheric science?
That's a really interesting thought. It's like the space race, where the push to explore space led to all sorts of technological advancements that benefited society in unexpected ways.
Precisely. So, while this particular paper doesn't give us any concrete answers about the nature of UAPs, it does provide a solid foundation for future research and opens up a whole range of possibilities. It's an exciting time to be following this field.
I couldn't agree more. It feels like we're on the cusp of something big, yeah.
Yeah.
For our listeners who want to learn more, what would you recommend? Should they dive into the full research paper?
Absolutely. The paper itself is quite technical, but it's well-written and accessible to anyone with a basic understanding of scientific principles. It's definitely worth checking out if you're interested in the nitty-gritty details of their methodology.
And for those who maybe aren't ready to wade through a scientific paper, are there other resources you'd recommend?
Yes. The Galileo Project has a website where they share updates on their research, and there are several excellent articles and interviews that provide a more accessible overview of their work.
Great. We'll be sure to include links to those resources in the show notes for this episode. So, as we wrap up our deep dive into this paper from the Galileo Project, what's the one big takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
I think the key takeaway is that we're finally starting to see a shift in the way UAP research is being conducted. The Galileo Project is leading the charge by bringing scientific rigor and transparency to a field that has long been shrouded in secrecy and speculation. This is a positive development. And I'm hopeful that it will pave the way for a more informed and nuanced understanding of the UAP phenomenon.
Well said. It's a reminder that sometimes the most important discoveries aren't about finding the answers, but about asking the right questions and developing the tools to find those answers.
And sometimes the most exciting discoveries are the ones we haven't even imagined yet.
It certainly has given us a lot to ponder. But before we go, I have one more question for you. Given that the research shows camera orientation is so critical for accuracy, what are some ways scientists could ensure even more precise calibration in the future?
That's a great question, and it's something the Galileo Project is likely already exploring. One possibility is using a network of highly accurate ground-based reference points. Imagine a series of precisely surveyed markers spread across the landscape. The cameras could use these markers as reference points to constantly calibrate themselves, ensuring an even higher level of accuracy.
It's like having a grid of cosmic landmarks to help the cameras stay perfectly aligned.
Exactly. And they could even combine that with sophisticated algorithms that account for factors like atmospheric distortion, which can subtly affect how light travels through the atmosphere.
So, accounting for those tiny variations to get the most precise measurements possible. That's some next-level science right there. I'm really curious to see what the future holds for this type of research. It feels like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
I agree. As the Galileo Project continues to collect data and refine its techniques, I think we can expect some truly groundbreaking discoveries in the years to come. And who knows, maybe those discoveries will challenge our assumptions about the universe and our place in it.
That's what makes this all so exciting. It's the potential for the unknown. The possibility of expanding our understanding of the world around us. Well, folks, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the Galileo Project's research. We hope you found this exploration as fascinating as we did.
If you're eager to learn more, we encourage you to check out the full research paper, which we've linked in the show notes.
I'll be sure to join us next time for another deep dive into the world of UAP research. Until then, keep looking up and keep those questions coming.